Well, and good evening and welcome to Hampton Field. It is senior night here for the Shattern Cardinals softball team. They are taking on the Gearing Bulldogs. The Cardinals coming in 10-11 on the season, coming off a fourth place effort at the North Platte Invite. Gearing themselves 13-9. They got third in that tournament. These two teams actually met up in that third place game. It was a 9-6 victory for the Gearing Bulldogs. As I say, welcome to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, seeing the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you tonight. Our final softball broadcast this season. Boy, has it been a fun few games for us this season. We talked for the first time back on August 26th. It wasn't the 26th. It was the week before for Southern Valley in Alma. Shattern lost that game 8-9. Turned around, had a very competitive game versus Scotts Bluff. And I'm talking about the one just here on KBPY FM 107.7 and shadrad.com. Turnaround played a very competitive game versus Scotts Bluff, and then last time out here on KBPY, which was the last home game, was last Tuesday night. They took on the Alliance Bulldogs and trounced the Bulldogs in three innings, a 12-run rule victory for the Shattern Cardinals in that game. They're going up against a Gearing Bulldog team that, again, 13-9 on the season, had a pretty good weekend down in North Platte, won their first-round game, fell in their second-round game to Seward, and turned around and beat the Shattern Cardinals in the third-place game. I want to talk about the Shattern Cardinal team a little bit. Yeah, I'm bouncing back and forth a little bit, just trying to get a little touch on both teams. Shattern Cardinal team played a lot last week, a total of 7 games. Went on a 5-game winning streak. That was all within that week. Started the week off by defeating Alliance, turned around, beat Baird on the road. Went down to Imperial, beat Chase County for a double dip. Started off their weekend in North Platte against Alliance, beat the Bulldogs, played Ralston, lost to Ralston, and then lost to this Gearing team to wrap up the North Platte Invite. We're just getting started here at Hampton Fields for senior night. We'll go ahead and take our first break. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Softball here on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wallstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wallstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattern Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattern or online at shatternfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Let's go ahead and jump into our Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, and more. The way I look at this game, if Shattern wants to have a chance to win this game, they're going to have to rely on their senior lineup. They got Sarah LeBeer, the senior. Normally she catches, but she'll be on the mound for the Shattern Cardinals tonight. She'll be thrown to Chloe Wright. I think those two can get in tune, get in touch. Shattern has a good chance at competing for Gearing. Last time out when they played on Saturday, ended up being a 6-1 lead for the Cardinals after the first inning. Gearing bounced back, took the lead in the bottom of the second, and ran away with that game. Shattern only had one hit compared to Gearing's 5. So they got to get the bat on the ball in the JV game earlier today. We saw that. So we know it's possible for the Shattern Cardinals to get it done tonight on the hitting. And, again, defense got to have Sarah LeBeer and Chloe Wright working together to get it done and get some quick outs this evening. Let's go ahead and jump into your Country Kitchen, starting lineups, Country Kitchen. Place like home on 10th Street in Shattern. Let's go with the Gearing Bulldogs first. They're going to come out with number four, Gabby Marino. She will be playing over at third base, playing at shortstop, Jaslyn Brown. As you can probably hear, my boss, Jeremy Anderson, run the BA tonight. Number 11, Danae Savela. Number 3, batting third will be Danae Savela. She'll be playing out of right field, out of first base. Number 16, Ava Escamilla. Batting in the 5-hole, and the designated hitter, Claire Schlotthauer. Behind the plate, doing the catching, would be number 8, Ava Hessler. At second base, number 15, Hope Mitchell. She'll be wearing number 15 tonight. In left field, number 42, Lexi Lure. And center field, number 18. She'll be batting ninth, will be number 18, Riley Luce. And doing the pitching will be Briley Luce. They're head coached by Zach Ostergaard, Brock Bound, Quentin Janik, and punter Zach Smith are the coaches for the Gearing Bulldogs. Now let's jump on over to the Shattern Cardinals. Starting lineup, they're going to go out with Addie Groover. She'll be batting first out in left field. Ariel Sager will be playing center field, batting in the 2-hole. Jay Gooder will be playing at second base, should be batting in the 3-hole. Sarah LeBeer will be doing the pitching tonight, batting fourth. Jodine Chesley will be out at first base, batting fifth. Jay Turman will be playing third base for the Shattern Cardinals, batting sixth. Alex Rasmussen will be out in right field, batting seventh. Lloyd Wright doing the catching, batting eighth. And Riley Huffman will be running out the Shattern Cardinals batting order. She'll be batting ninth and playing in shortstop. Shortstop. All right, coach by Jody Hendrickson. Rick Olson is the assistant along with Ross Bowman. Pretty full house here at Hampton Field for senior night. Last home game for the Cardinals. Both these teams will be traveling to Ogallala for their own personal triangular type deal. It'll be two games. And Ogallala Gearing has a tournament over the weekend. Shattern gets the weekend off. We're still sending team, the Shattern Cardinals, through the banner for tonight. The first of a busy week of Shattern High School sports on Shattern at Sports. Thursday night, we got Scottsboro versus Shattern Volleyball. And on Friday night, going down to Ogallala, 4-0 Cardinals take on the Ogallala Indians. They're about to start the national anthem, so we'll go ahead and go to break. You're tuning in to Shattern High School softball here on KBPY-FM and Shatterat.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. Cardinals about to take on the Gehring Bulldogs here in the final home game of the regular season. For the Shattern Cardinals, who sit 24th in wild card points, though, I presume that based on how the serpentine method will work, this will probably be the last home game for the Shattern Cardinals this season, unless something absolutely crazy happens, and you just never know anymore with high school sports. But that will conclude the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm about to get started with the first inning, which is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Sarah LeBeer will be doing the pitching tonight. Chloe Wright behind the plate for the Cardinals. LeBeer, a senior elementary education major that she wants to pursue after high school. She told me last Wednesday night she's not 100% certain where she wants to attend college yet. She'll be on the mound for the Cardinals. Throwing to Chloe Wright, who will be, I believe, a neuroscience major is what I thought I heard her say. She said it last week on Sports Weekly 2, which, by the way, you can tune in to Sports Weekly tomorrow night on our sister station, 6:10 a.m. KCSR, beginning at 6 o'clock. F. Tobin Landon with the football team, another player as well, and I just can't remember him off the top of my head, along with CJ and his daughter, Tegenbach. I'll have who else joining Tobin. It'll be Bryson Bickle on the offensive line. You wonder why I'm not going with Lynn Bailey. We'll get to that later. But let's go ahead and play some softball here from Cardinal Field. Batting first for Gehring will be Gabby Moreno, number 4, coming into the right side batter's box. Here comes the first pitch from LeBeer, right down the middle, strike one. Back on Saturday between these two teams in the third place game in the North Platte Invite. As LeBeer sends that, grounded straight to the shortstop. Good throw over to first. Jay Terman over to Jody Chesley, and that's out number one.
That brings to the plate number 9, Jason Brown.
It was Sarah LeBeer who was on the mound for the Cardinals. Don't see how many innings she pitched. It was her and Jay Gooder pitching for the Cardinals back on Saturday. One down here in the top half of the Nebraska Bank first inning. Up to bat is first pitch is grounded toward the left side. It goes underneath the glove of third baseman, but that's a base hit for Jason Brown.
Stepping in number 11, Danae Savela.
Danae Savela will step up the bat. But it was LeBeer and Jay Gooder who were on the mound Saturday for the Cardinals in their game versus Gehring. The first pitch from LeBeer to Spela is high for ball one. Healthy crowd on hand tonight. Haven't seen the football team yet. They're getting ready to go for Friday night against Ogallala, but there's soccer games being played just outside of the center field wall as the 1-0 pitch is missed in dirt for ball two. Good weather tonight. It's sitting currently at 75. I already have my jacket on as the sun has gotten below. We're shady here at Hampton Field. Lights are just starting to turn on as 2-1 pitch is taken high and inside for strike one. It was on the inner half of the strike zone. Jordan Chesley covering first on the pitch every time. Counts 2-1. LeBeer sends it. It's high for ball three. Chase Thompson here with you, hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth on 107.7 KBPY FM, three straight nights. Shattering Cardinal material on air as 3-1 pitch is fouled away, full count. Kids to my left going after the chase. Full count pitch from Lebeer. It looks good. It's hammered to the left side past third base. It'll be foul. Count stays full. The gorgeous night. Dropping down to the lower 70s. I'm already wearing a jacket. And a really good crowd on hand. Parking lot's completely full. Gearing's brought a good amount of fans. Here comes the full count pitch on Lebeer. It's low and inside for ball four. Runner was going on the pitch, but it's ball four.
Bring to the dish, number 16, Ava Escamilla.
Two runners on. One down. As first pitch sent to Ava Escamilla is swung at for strike one. It was definitely on the higher side of the plate. Well, she swung at it for strike one. One down, top half of the first. Two runners on. Here comes the pitch from Lebeer. Sends it. It's high. About the same spot as the last pitch, but Escamilla held off. Count moves to 1-1. Sick punter Zach Smith over on the first baseline for Gearing. We've got head coach Ostergaard over on third base side for Gearing as that pitch is fouled high and back. Lands just behind me. Makes the count 1-2. It's been a group of people standing in that spot throughout the entire night. Ball landed right by him. Good thing they were paying attention. Counts 1-2. Gear gets a new neon ball. It's not really soft if you get hit by it as sends in that pitch. It's popped towards center field. Coming in and making the play is Sager. She pulls in, gets it in the first, gets in the third on tag. There's a pickle going on. Gearing runner's going to get in safe off the bad throw. Runner advances to second. The Savela, who went to second, Brown got the third off the pickle.
Number 21.
Two down, runners in scoring position, second and third. As Claire Schlauer steps up to bat, the righty, facing two outs as the first pitch misses high. A hit and a walk so far, given up by Lebeer. See how that hit's actually officially scored. I gave it a hit because it got there quick as the 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one. 1-1 count. Scoreboard right now says 0-1 count, but our own Jeremy Anderson is up there. And does a good reminder of the score. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's grounded toward the third base side. Gets picked up by the shortstop. She slips. There's a runner in a bad spot. It's Samela. Gets tagged out. And that is the third out of the inning. That'll be, I'll rule that a hit for Schlotthauer, then a base runner error. Isabella will do it for the top half of the first inning. No score here in Chadron. We'll be back for the bottom half of the first inning. This first inning is sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll be back here in a minute on KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
One nothing gear here in the bottom half of the Nebraska Bank first inning. I did not notice this as I was watching the play over at third, but Jason Brown did get in to score right before the Savela was tagged out. between second and third to do it for the tie by the first. But now it's the Shattern Cardinals' first time up. As we'll get a look at their order, it's Addie Gruber who will lead off. She's a freshman. She's as fast as it gets. Seeing teams bring in seven, maybe even eight players that just tried to defend the outfield. She hasn't been able to put it outside the dirt much this season, but she is an incredible speedster. She'll be leading off for the Shattern Cardinals.
For the Cardinals, number 12.
Followed by Ariel Sager.
Gruber.
I beg your pardon. Just trying to look at how my handwriting is. Yeah, it's Ariel Sager batting second, and batting third, Jay Gooder. Doing the pitching tonight. For the Green Bulldogs. This is Brody Luce. As Gruber will send the ball. That was at her face, but she fouls it away. Not able to get out of the way in time. She got the bat on it, though, to protect herself, but it's strike one.
Okay, here we go, Addie. Better approach now. Better approach.
Oh, one count. Third base in. First base come up. Outfield staying with three out there. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. I'm loose. And misses high. Hits the fence to my right.
Hey, a little high one. Be ready.
One and one count. Dunbar's U design at Dot Notch and Butter, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. And I forgot to mention that first pitch from our starting pitcher, Sarah LeBeer, was sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. State Farm. Let me read it again. Like a good neighbor, Tracy Strothide and State Farm is there for you. I was paying attention to that bunk because it looked like it was coming toward me as the count moves to 1-2. Studio 308, Dean Hitch at Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, more. Call 308-430-1723. Here comes the 1-2. It's slapped toward the left side. It was a good bunt. Gruber running it out. She is safe. The throw from the third baseman. Moreno pulled Escamilla off as Gruber gets on safely at first. We'll go ahead and give her
a base hit as Ariel Sager.
As Ariel Sager will step up to bat. Sager is one of the seniors. Homecoming queen for the Shattern Cardinals, as announced last week and a half ago. Gruber thought about going as Sager swung through the pitch, strike one. Gruber is the type of player that can take off at any single moment. I've seen her get three solo bases. So now the football team has arrived out in left field and out in the back of a truck. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Sager. It's hit towards second base. It's caught. Gruber's going to get caught out for second out.
Stepping in, number 16, Jay.
Two down. Two down here in the bottom of half of the first. Now is Jay Gooder. Steps up the bat. She is a freshman. Done a pretty good job for the Cardinals this season, filling in as a utility type player. Comes the first pitch in there for strike one. Shattern Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Drive a financial expert financial advice. It starts with you. Contact local financial associate in Shattern, Ben Rust in Shattern, at 308-430-0760. You got one pitch. It's fouled away for strike two. And now Gooder is facing, well, not officially a 303 down, but allowing Luce to face the minimum in the bottom half of the Nebraska Bank first inning. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. High ball one. Sun is starting to set. We only got about 10-15 minutes officially of daylight left as the lights really start to take over Hampton Fields. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. High ball two. These two teams have met now officially 69 times since 2011. Look back even further, probably way more than that. Deering's a Class B team that's looking toward the postseason as well. Look at what they have coming up. Right now they are 24th Class B wild card points. Based on the Serpentine, if it
what I do, with the way I looked at things is correct. They'd be going on Nebraska City if it was started today. It was a full count pitch. Fouled away. Goes above the building behind me. Count stays full. Gooder trying to avoid the minimum. And you're in the first inning. 1-0 score, gearing on top. Comes the payoff pitch from Luce. It is hit toward the third baseman. Picking it up is Escamilla. She throws it over. I mean, it was Marina over to Escamilla, and that'll do it for
the third out of the inning. We head to the
bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 gearing. First inning sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Top of the second, up next.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank. Banking with you in mind.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Here in the top half of the second inning, this second inning is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lendiger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lendiger. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. 1-0 Gearing Bulldogs after the first inning. And it's Kadua back for the Gearing Bulldogs. Ava Hessler followed by number 15, Hope Mitchell. And batting third is number 42, Lexi Lohr. Here comes the first pitch from Sarah LeBeer. This is in the dirt, ball one. LeBeer got out of a jam and one run did score based on that play between second and third not being a force that allowed the run to score from Brown. So that's why it's 1-0 as LeBeer sends the 0-1 pitch. It's fouled away for strike one. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Pro partner in Shatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a ring unit today at 308-432-6722. 2-2. There's 1-1 from LeBeer. It's fouled away back toward the Gearing dugout. It is going to go out of play into the Gearing bullpen, make it strike two. Scooter's Coffee. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart, green apple perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from LeBeer. It's an off-speed pitch. Missed. Ball two. American Legion, the Post of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. 2-2 count coming. LeBeer misses under it. Ball three. Did allow a walk in the top half of the first inning. It was Brown who, no, I beg your pardon, it was Savela who walked. She ended up being the one tagged out between second and third, but Brown got around the score to make it 1-0. That's where we stand right now. Here comes the full count pitch from LeBeer. In there, strike three. Backwards K sits down Hessler. Sarah LeBeer in her final game here at Hampton Field. Well, we can presume so based on where we're at. Wild card points. It's the backwards K. Joe Peters Roofing. You've heard thinking about any kind of roof repair. There is really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. One down here in the bottom of the top half of the second as the first pitch to Mitchell misses low, ball one. Out in there, strike one down the middle. On Jeremis Anderson, roped in two. Doing the PA and around the scoreboard tonight. Currently, the scoreboard. Now he fixed it. Warned him that I'd be throwing some shade tonight. It is the 1-1 pitch, high for ball two. Mitchell did duck. count either way goes to 1-2 as a gorgeous sunset is currently ongoing here in North Shattern, Nebraska. Comes the 2-1 pitch. That's just low for ball three. These two teams have met up a few times this season.
Here you go, make your swing here.
We'll grab that for you. I believe this is the fifth time they met this year. Here comes 3-1 pitch. It's in there over here on the upper half of the plate for a strike two. Full count pitch now. Actually, Shattern has lost eight straight against Gearing. Payoff pitch is hammered above the second baseman. Alex Rasmussen out in left field will go grab it. It's a base hit for Mitchell, who gets on base for the first. Base runner of the inning.
That will bring to the Shattern
has lost
8
straight to the Gearing Bulldogs, 12-48 against Gearing since 2011. In fact, the only time they haven't been run ruled in their last five games against the Gearing Bulldogs was back on Saturday, which was a 9-6 Gearing win down in North Platte. Even then, it was kind of a time limit situation. They only got through four innings. Runner on first is the first pitch on the beer, swung out for strike one. The batter, Lexi Lohr. That's out right-handed batter's box. Comes the one. It's hit towards center field. It gets down in the Bermuda Triangle. Runner will get in second safe. As Mitchell got in the second safe. Base hit for Lohr remains two runners on as we go down to the bottom of the order.
Number 18, Riley Luce.
As Riley Luce will step up to bat. Batting ninth in. Out in center field tonight for the Gearing Bulldogs. Two, one, one down. LeBeer sends in the first pitch outside for ball one. T-Salon in Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. It's T-Salon in Boutique. As the 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one. Boy Wright looks down the runner who got about halfway between second and third. It was Mitchell who she looked down. Mitchell goes back to second. Lohr goes back to first. 1-1 count. The beer not doing too bad right now. Comes the 1-1. And I could tell on that motion right there she wasn't too confident with her pitch. Means counts 2-1 as she released a little late. So when she was moving her arm, makes me think it was an off-speed pitch. She was not comfortable. Here comes the 2-1. Yep. That one missed outside. Mitchell goes to third right, throws it. It's an air. It's going to bounce off of Turman, and the run's going to score. Mitchell gets in. 2-0. Gearing. Count, by the way, is 3-1. Comes 3-1 pitch. In there, strike two. That's three out of four batters where it's been a full count in this top half, the Farm Bureau and agent, Brad Lediger, second inning. It was a full count pitch. Missed outside, high and outside for ball four. That'll turn over the lineup now to the leadoff hitter.
Back to the top of the Bulldog.
Gabby Moreno.
Number four, Gabby Moreno.
Moreno grounded out to shortstop in her first at bat. Steps up with two on. One down, two runners in. One runner in the inning so far as that one's hammered between the third baseman and shortstop. Quickly getting in is Addie Groover. Keeps everybody where they're at. Bases juice now with one down to the beer.
Number nine, Jaclyn Brown.
And Jaclyn Brown will step up to bat. She did have a base hit in her first at bat. She came around and score on the two runs from Gearing so far. Zabir tries to settle in. Comes first pitch. It's going to be low for ball one. It gets away from right. Runner coming in is home, and the ball's knocked away. No one's there. Play at the plate, and that's two runs. Throw over to third. That might be three. No.
Come on, let's go.
Moreno ends up all the way at third as we had two runs score, and Jody Hendrickson will call time. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it top-notch and butter, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Hendrickson's going to have a conference with her infield. Orange is night for softball. We're down in the lower 70s. Remember, sports will be good tomorrow night. We're on 610 AM KCSR. Thursday night volleyball here on KBPY-FM with Scott's Bluff coming to town. We'll have pregame roughly, I'm assuming, 5:50, 6 o'clock. We'll see how the JV game goes. And then we'll follow with first serve and then Friday night football at 6 o'clock. Down Oglala, we'll get started with the Shattering Community Hospital pregame right at 5:30. There's one down, one an 0 count. That missed in dirt for ball two. To Marino, bigger part than it's Brown. To an 0 count. Facing Brown, LeBeer sends in the pitch. It's high for ball three. Got six runs at the top of the first inning. When these two teams played on Saturday, they were held scoreless as that pitch is on the inner half of the plate for strike one. Seniors that were honored before the game include Ariel Sager, Jenny Chesley, Chloe Wright, and Sarah LeBeer. That pitch is in there for strike two. Now we have our fourth full count of the inning. LeBeer worked herself back out of that. Comes the full count pitch. It's hit very high toward foul territory in left field and pulled in for the second out. Sarah LeBeer gets out of this with only two runs allowed. That's a pretty good day. There's Chloe Wright is having an equipment issue. She'll call time. We're seeing her get another mask or Jody Hendrickson. Going to go to work on it.
Remember, folks, the Shattered softball team will be in action on Thursday.
Oh, Josie Warner is going to bring in a backup mask for her. Right, tries it on. I don't think she likes that either.
And still believe a tailgate going on just to the west side of the bathroom.
Just trying to go through memory. I had all these seniors on Sports Weekly last Wednesday night.
Financial and Ranking Recreation.
Lorraine wanted to become a neuroscience major. And of course, now I'm starting to job like on the other ones. And she'll get a new mask come in back to do the catching. So the beer is going to.
Just informed the tailgate is out of food.
Adjust her outfielders a little bit. Senior catcher normally would do that when she's behind the plate, as Svelo, Denae Svelo, will come to bat. She walked in her first bat. First pitch from the beer is in there for strike one. Saw LeBeer and Jay Gooder hanging out with LeBeer during that timeout while Chloe Wright was getting her mask fixed. Comes the 0-1 pitch. There's a whistle ball, and that one's ripped toward left field. It goes over the fence. Hopefully it doesn't ding a car. Strike two.
They got two on her now, Sarah. Hey, your count.
Be a big third out if Beer can... gets available. Here comes the 0-2. Oh, and that's hammered toward left field. That is foul. It had the distance, but it didn't have the straightness. Ball is foul. Wow, that was a no-doubter if it was fair.
They keep getting more and more fair.
Wow. Now I can see why Sarah LeBeer moved Hattie Groover back to the wall.
You're good, Sarah. Let's go. Go get her.
Svela reorganizes her batting gloves. Steps back in to bat. Two down, two strikes. Runner on third. Comes the pitch. That one's ripped toward Groover. Groover goes over her head. It hits off the wall. One run will score. Cervelo will get in the second. That run was Moreno. You know, all things considered, that is probably not the worst thing that could happen right there. Cervelo definitely had the distance on her previous two contacts to be touching them all. 5-0 Deering here. Top half of the Farm Bureau agent, Brian Litter, second inning. The Bear tries to get out of the jam. Runner on second since the first pitch high to Escamilla. Ava Escamilla. Counts 1-0. That pitch is fouled away behind us to the right. Strike one. Counts 1-1. The beer is getting her signals mixed up. Here comes the 1-1. That's hit high toward Addie Groover. Back toward the wall. Groover on the warning track. Pulls it in. A loud third out. Does it for top half of the inning. Four runs.
That is out number three. We head to the bottom of the second inning.
Two.
Your score, Gehring 5, Shadron 0.
On four hits. One left on base for the Gehring Bulldogs. We'll be back for the bottom of the second. You're tuning in to Shadron High School Softball on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrat.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
We're back here on the bottom of the Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. Second inning, when it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. It'll be 3-4-5 due up for the Shadron Cardinals. Sarah LeBeer, Jodine Chesney, and Jay Terman. As Gehring leads 5-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Shadron went, so they weren't by definition 3-up, 3-down, but the starting pitcher for Gehring. Trying to make sure I get her first name right. Ready. Loose. Yeah. Face the venom as LeBeer steps up to bat. She takes the first pitch in for strike one. That was a leadoff face hit for Addie Groover. She got caught when a line drive from Ariel Sager got caught in. Groover got thrown out trying to get back to first. As that is fouled off. That fouled off the foot of Sarah LeBeer. Home plate umpire called it fair, but it was clear that that went off her foot. She's going to have to take some time. This Shadron team's been riddled with injuries as LeBeer, the starting pitcher, and she's also the main catcher. I think she's just sore. She is a wrestler, so she's a one tough kid. She's going to just try to walk it off. Trainer asked where she got hit, what she injured in. Jody Hendrickson, head coach for the Shadron Cardinals, pointed right to her foot, and that's where contact was made with the ball to make it foul. So here comes the 0-2 pitch. Miss on the inner half for ball one.
rear with how quick her hands are. She could have definitely turned on that one and sent it deep, but chose not to. It's the flag in center field. The American flag is dead still. Wants no wind here in Northwest Nebraska on a Tuesday night. Here comes the 1-2. Missed over the outer half of the plate for ball two. Counts down 2-2 to Sarah LeBeer. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to LeBeer. Real toward the third baseman. Picking up and throwing it over from Moreno to Escamilla, and that's out number one. LeBeer was still trying to run that foul ball off.
The dish, number six, Joni Chesley.
And Joni Chesley will go up to bat the senior for the Shattern Cardinals. Faces a one-out situation. That was that one. It went off her shoulder. It bounced forward, but it did go off her shoulder for strike one. Shattered the team right now. 21st in Class C wildcard points. They're on track to go to UTAN and Meade. Well, it's co-op for sub-districts on the Serpentine method. That's inside for ball one. And I'm that's just doing it. Like, for example, it's going to be 10 teams that host, and you go back through the order, 12-1, and then you just kind of continue down that, trying to get it so last team in power points ends up at the number one team. That pitch is inside for ball two. It's crazy, though, this Shattern team. They were on a five-game winning streak that lasted 4 days. Started on Tuesday with the win over Lions, went down to Barrett and continued it. Chesley swings right through that, makes the count 2-2. Included that five-game winning streak also included a doubleheader win versus Chase County and Imperial on Friday. And in first round, Northbound Invite versus Alliance. That one's ripped into the gap by Chesley. She's going to get at least one, maybe two. She'll stop in the second with a double.
Number 22,
J.C. Turman. As J.C. Turman will step up to bat for the Shattern Cardinals. One down here in the bottom half of the Farm Bureau agent, Brian Liniger.
Not high.
Second inning.
Go, Jason.
Here comes the first pitch. It's in the dirt, missed short of the plate, ball one. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Chesley over at second. She gets a lead. That pitch is inside for ball two. Do an 0 pitch. Really good hitter's count. As it's definitely cooled off as the sun has set off to our west.
Let's go, Jason.
Here comes the 2-0 pitch. High ball three. Alex Rasmussen due up next, then Chloe Wright and Briley Hoffman for the Shattern Cardinals. Rasmussen would wrap up the guaranteed batters for this. No, this is the last guaranteed batter. This is batter number three. Here comes the pitch, high ball four. Shattern has two runners on. And as we now have a player that has turned into an everyday player, Alex Rasmussen. She didn't get the starting in Southern Valley Alma, has just turned into an everyday player for the Shody Hendrickson coach team, who's in her 14th season. Definitely finished
an
uphill challenge this year. It's a team that's been dealing with a lot of injuries. The first pitch is in the strike zone on the upper half of the pitch for strike one.
Now you're ready, Al.
Hey, wait for yours.
Give it a ride, babe.
Oh, one count, one down. Comes the pitch from Luce. Off-speed pitch that drops in there for strike two.
Good pitches, don't swing at them.
Here you go. Let's go. Come on here,
Al. Two count, two runners on, one down. Here comes the pitch to Rasmussen. Got to protect. She rips it up the middle. It's stopped by the second baseman. One out. Rasmussen gets over to first safely for the fielder's choice.
Hey, two down runners on the corners.
Kerman was thrown out at second.
Here we go, Chloe. Don't leave him out there.
That'll bring to the plate number 10, Chloe.
As Jodine Chesley moves over to third. And the senior starting catcher for tonight for the Shattern Cardinals, Chloe Wright, will step up to bat. Runners on the corners, 5-0 Gearing. Wright will show bunt. She didn't get it away in time, but Rasmussen gets in the second easily. And that might have been the idea right there, is to try to bring someone up and maybe could guarantee get themselves in a mistake. Here goes low one pitch in there, strike two. Luce about to get herself out of trouble. Up by five here in the bottom half of the second inning. Grabs the pitch to right, 0-2 count. Swung at strike three. Gearing sits the Shattern Cardinal order down. It'll be Bradley Huff in the leadoff in the top half, in the bottom half of the third inning. For the Shattern Cardinals, two left on. For the Cardinals, no runs on two hits. And that'll do it for the bottom of the second. We'll be back for the top of the third. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinals softball here on 107.7 KBBY FM and shatterhat.com.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Top half, third inning, sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Bay. Now, Chase Thompson hanging out here with you. Can't forget that our halftime sponsor this year will be Shatter Insurance. Shatter Insurance to fit your needs. Proud supporters of Shatter Cardinal Athletics and all that we do this year for the Shatter Cardinals. Gearing will, I'm trying to figure out where they're at. I believe it's 21. Yeah, it's 21. Slaw hour. That'll be due up for the Green Bulldogs. She's going up against Sarah LeBeer. Beer still pitching. Sends the first pitch in there for strike one. Studio 308. Dean Nation Studio 308. Specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. First pitch was in there for a strike. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. High and away for ball one. Shattern Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it with support of chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. 1-1 count. First flower. Here comes the pitch from LeBeer. High ball two. Private Financial. Expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern. 308-430-0760. LeBeer's down. 2-1-2. Flower. She missed that pitch low on the dirt for ball three. LeBeer has looked solid at times. Other times a little bit wild. Slauer now faces a 3-1 count from LeBeer. Here comes the pitch. That's fouled away toward the right side. It's going toward the hearing bullpen. It lands in there. Count goes full. LeBeer just looking through what I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is her sixth full count she's gotten herself into as the starting pitcher tonight. Here comes the payoff pitch. That's low on the dirt. Ball four. It's about 50-50 in terms of walks versus strikeouts slash hits. Slyhauer goes over to first and now.
Number eight, Ava Hessler.
As Ava Hessler steps up to bat. Zach Smith gives Slyhauer the instructions over there for Zach Smith. Really renowned baseball coach in the area, too. Runner moves on the pitch. No, she doesn't, but the pitch missed low in the dirt for ball one. Chloe Wright got up good with that one. Had a chance to throw at Slyhauer. Counts 1-0 to Hessler. But it's a good get for Gearing softball to have Zach Smith on their coaching staff. He's a renowned baseball coach. It's a bunt toward the left side. That's going to roll foul for strike one. That hits off the grass and it'll die. He's coached the Western Nebraska Pioneers up at the Collegiate League, and I don't remember what league the Pioneers are in now, but he's been around. He's also you heard me reference him as punter Zach Smith. Well, he was a great punter up here at the Rock during his collegiate time. A bunt attempt that missed high inside, bounced back toward me, hit off the backstop. Slyhauer moves to second. Count goes to 2-1, and Jodine Chesley. It's going to call time. I think she wants a foul ball. She's protesting the play. I heard something. I thought it was Chloe Wright's glove. Jeremy Anderson is trying to start the fire right now. As the two umpires discuss the play, we'll see what the call is. I thought I read foul ball. What's the count? Okay, so no, it is a ball, so it's 2-1. I'm trying to read the lips of the umpire, but I thought I said foul ball, but no. Now it's 2-1. To Hessler. Here comes 2-1 pitch from Levere. It's in there, strike two. I think what Jody Hendrickson was arguing is that she didn't get the bat back in time. Should have been a strike. I don't think she was arguing the fact that Slyhauer was over at second. Counts now 2-2. No one down here. And top half, the Gretch Schaefer Law, third inning. It's a good looking pitch. It's off the knuckle of the bat. Going over to pick it up is Huffman. That's one down.
Stepping in number 15.
Fire Nice Mechanical. Mitchell. Fire Nice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys and know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. As now, it'll be Hope Mitchell who steps up to bat. First pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by Chloe Wright for ball one. Mitchell is 1-for-1 on the day. She got to a full count. Last time she was up, that was actually in the top half of the second inning. She ended up coming around the score. 1-0 count. That one's in the dirt. Slyhauer goes over to third and forces Wright to make the throw. Good throw by Wright. Counts 2-0. Scooter's Coffee. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Chris, tart green apple perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. Goes to a pitch from LeBeer. Misses high and away from ball three. Bears got herself in a few of these. Worked herself out of most of them. Goes 3-0 pitch. It's in there, strike one. American Legion, the postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. That misses inside for ball four, and two runners are on.
That'll bring to the plate number 42, Lexi Lure.
As Lexi Lure comes with the bat for the Bulldogs. Sarah LeBeer. There's a lot of two base runs. That one's ripped towards center field. Ariel Sager back to the wall. Pulls it in for out number two. Slyhauer moves up on fly ball.
8-2 down. All we got to do is get the batter. Runners don't matter.
Number 18, Riley Luce.
As Riley Luce steps at the bat. She walked in her first at bat on a full count, worked it full, got herself on the base. She ended up coming around to score as one of the eight batters to bat in the top half of the second inning. Still 5-0, gearing two down, runners on the corners. First pitch is in there for strike one. Chloe Wright will go ahead and let Mitchell get up to second. As we cross the top of the hour here on 107.7 KBPY FM in Shadrack, Hay Springs, Nebraska, and Shadrack.com. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you at Hampton Field. Shadrack versus Gearing. It's softball, the final softball home game of the year. Still got plenty of volleyball, and we'll be at a few of them. Starting with Thursday against Scotts Bluffton, we'll turn around and go Tuesday against Gordon Rush. I think we'll wrap up our regular season volleyball coverage with Sydney at home. As the 1-1 pitch is missed in dirt for ball two. Good stop by Chloe Wright.
Good job, Chloe. Way to work back there, babe.
Makes the count 2-1.
Let's go,
but don't quote me yet on that Sydney game. We're going to figure it out, but hey, we will be at another game between Rapid City Christian and Sydney later on in the month for volleyball. Counts now 3-1 as the pitch missed high and away. Base open over at first if Sir LeBeer decides to go that way. Jody Chesley. Was warming up for the game.
Hey,
so I think she'll be next up. Ball four. Base is juiced.
Coming to the plate, number four, Gabby Moreno.
As we go up to Gabby Moreno, who is 1-for-1 on the day. Base is juiced, 2-2 here in the top half of the third. First pitch from LeBeer. That's off the glove of the right. One will score. It actually might have hit off of Slauer. As everybody moves up a base. Counts 1-0. There's some yelling from the shattering dugout. Counts 1-0. And there for strike one. One and one count. Runners on second and third. Comes the pitch from LeBeer to Marino. Marino swings at that for strike two. It's a good pitch from LeBeer. Here's the football team chancing out in left field. Here in the bottom half, the crowd's cheering for Law Third. And we'll talk about their game Friday night. Here comes the payoff pitch. It's ripped toward left field, and it is foul. Count stays 1-2. Gabby Moreno. The Bears going to want a new softball. Chesley gets a dust bath. We're at first base. Sarah LeBeer is now happy with the softball she has. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's grounded toward the third base side. He goes underneath the glove of Turman. One run will score. Two will as well. That's a 2 RBI single. We're gearing it now. They're up. I believe eight. It says eight. I believe seven. Nothing.
Standing in no, number nine, yeah. Jason Brown.
And Jason Brown will step up to bat for the Bulldogs. Reno over at first. Comes Brown. Here comes the pitch from LeBeer to Brown. Moreno goes on pitch and it's over to second with stolen base. The 0-1 pitch. Ripped toward the left side. That might bring in Marino. Good pickup by Sayre here. Good throw to right, but right not able to hold in. As it is now. Nine nothing Gearing.
Standing in number 11, Danae Savela.
As Danae Savela steps up, she is one for one with the walk. Did score in her first trip to the plate after coming home to score after the walk. Sarah Libero sending in the pitch. That one's hammered high towards center field. It's not all the way back and pulled it in. It is Ariel Sager for the final out of the inning.
Out number three as
four runs on five hits for Gearing Bulldogs. One left on base. We'll be back for the bottom half of the third inning. You're tuning in to Shattered Softball here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and Shadrat.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
And 1-2 due up for the Shattering Cardinals here in the bottom half here. This Kreitz and Schaefer Law, third inning. Bradley Hoffman, Addy Gruber, and Ariel Sager will be due up for the Shattering Cardinals. Needing a spark to go. They haven't been quite 10-run ruled yet, but right now it actually be 12. So we'll be guaranteed to play at least a fourth inning here tonight in Shattering. 12 after 3, 10 after 4, 8 after 5 as the first pitch to Huffman bounces right to me. I could have caught that one. Instead, I'm just a broadcaster, so it's ball one instead. We've pulled off to now 60s. Definitely seeing more jackets and sweatshirts than we have all year for Shenton High School Athletics. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Huffman. Loose with the pitch, inside for ball two. That's pretty loose. Out there for the Gearing Bulldogs. Counts 2-0 to Hoffman. She hammers that one up the middle. Shows up on the shortstop, thrown over to first, and Hoffman's out.
For the Cardinals, they'll bring up number 12, Addy Gruber.
They'll bring up Addy Gruber, one of the two freshmen in the starting lineup for the Shattering Cardinals tonight. Everybody for the infield comes in. Gruber did get thrown out at first. No, she got a base hit. Another deal. She got tagged between first and second. Well, she got thrown out, actually. That pitch misses high and away for ball one. Ariel Sager. Two up, then Jay Gooder. Comes the 1-0 pitch to Gruber. She tries to slap on it. Fouled it away for strike one. 1-1 count. Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. We're a proud supporter of our halftime show throughout the season. As we were thought about trying to get that bunt down, decided to not try it.
Counts 2-1. Comes 2-1 pitch. Slap on third baseman easily there. Throw him was out, Groover. It's Moreno over to Escamilla. Shattern with two outs.
Stepping in for the Cardinals, number 3, Ariel Sager.
As Ariel Sager will step at the bat. She lot into the pitcher, and they'll allow Groover to get thrown out, trying to get back to first. So here comes the pitch from Luce. Missed in the dirt for ball one. So tonight with it being a little bit more humid, you can definitely see the dust floating in the air. It's not coming toward me tonight, though, so thank you for that. So here comes the 1-0. Fouled away, strike one. One pitch coming to the senior playing in their last home game. Oh, that's hit pretty nicely toward left field. It gets down the Bermuda Triangle. Sager will get a base hit out of the deal. As it'll allow Jay Gooder batting third to step
up. Number 16, Jay Gooder.
Gooder grounded out to the third baseman in her first step back, completing the minimum first inning. Fact right now, it matters. Two over the minimum right now for Gearing. Well, three. As that one's popped up for the shortstop, pulling it in is Brown, and that'll do it for bottom half of the third inning. One left on one hit, one left on base with Shattern Cardinals, and the Gearing Bulldogs lead 9-0. This will conclude the Greitz Chafer Law third inning experience. Legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll be back for the top half of the fourth. Between in the Shattern Softball here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shadrad.com.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the top of the fourth inning. This fourth inning is sponsored by Best Western West Hills End. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. 9-0, the Gearing Bulldogs leading the Shattern Cardinals. Gearing needing one run to force Shattern to get a couple runs across to keep the game continuing.
Leading off for the Bulldogs this inning.
It'll be Escamilla.
Number 16, Ava Escamilla.
Ava Escamilla leading off. She is 0 for 2 on the night. One of two players to not touch base so far in this game for the Union Bulldogs. Everybody else has gotten on at least once. So, yeah, popped out to left field and center field. That's the first pitch from Sarah LeBeer. This is high for ball one. LeBeer, once she's done this season, will not see her career end. She'll be on the mat for the Cardinals this winter. That one's inside for ball two. We'll have to play this out for a little bit, but Donnie Dotson, Service Barbershop, is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. He'll sponsor Service Barbershop player of the game. Just got to be cautious on that with it being
heading towards a runnable game tonight. As the Bears got the count back to 2-1 now, 3-1 as that bounced off of Chloe Wright. Chloe Wright still out there doing the catching. No change so far for the Shattuck Cardinals in terms of the lineup. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. That one's hammered toward left field. Watch out, Gearing Boss. Actually, it was hit so far and missed it. Count goes full. And one of the Shattuck Cardinal football players is getting in some extra conditioning now going after that. Here comes the full count pitch. In the dirt, ball four. Escamilla goes over to first.
And we'll bring in number 21, Claire Howard.
And Shattern will have an opportunity to respond no matter what happens here in the top half of this Best Western West Hills in inning. They cross down 7:20. Feels a lot later than 7:20. Sun already set. First pitch is outside for ball one. Hey, just a reminder, coming up on Thursday here on 107.7 KBBYFM and Shatter.com, Scottsbluff Bearcats come to town for volleyball. Last time these two teams played, it was an incredible match. It went five, shattering with the dub. That one's in there for strike one. It started a string of like three straight for the Shattern Cardinals where they went five straight sets. They lost four straight where they lost the back. They lost the end of the last two of that stretch. We'll have that game here on Thursday night from the Birdcage. Scheduled for approximately a 5:50 pregame, 6 o'clock first serve. But you know what I'd do if I were you is beginning at 5:45 on Friday, I'd tune in to 107.7 KBBY FM and listen to some classic hits. And when we're ready to go from the Birdcage, we'll definitely get fired up and get on going for Shattern versus Scottsbluff. If you're trying to find some good music, tune into this station for some. We can call them classic hits, but more modern classic. That one's fouled away. Count stays 2-2. Earlier today, I was jamming in my office to some Journey. Heard some Coldplay from time to time. You just never know what you're going to get here on 107.7 KBBY FM. 2-2 pitch, runner on first. That one's hit between third baseman and shortstop for another base hit. Escamilla moved up to second as Slyhour gets on base.
No one down here. Ava Hessler.
And top half of the fourth. As Ava Hessler will step up to bat. She's doing the catching tonight for the Bulldogs. No one down here in the top half of the fourth. She's going to show a bunt. She kept the bat down, so it's a strike for strike one. And remember, tomorrow night, over on our sister station, 6 a.m., KCSR, that pitch missed high for ball one. Hearing's trying to get the runners over right now. We got Sports Weekly. Remember, we got CJ and Tegenbach. We'll see. Hopefully, I get the results from Olala by the evening, so we can have that in sports tomorrow morning. But they'll be there. That pitch missed high for ball two. They'll be there along with Tobin Landon and Bryson Bickle. Looking forward to talking to Tobin Landon, the sophomore quarterback. He's looked really strong this year for the Shattern Cardinals. And Bryson Bickle, one of the senior offensive linemen for the Shattern Cardinal team. We're looking forward to talking to them. Counts now 3-1 after the pitch missed high. Dog out for Shattern Jalen Bunt, and I think it's causing LeBeer to be frazzled just a touch. And probably the next few days, I'll talk to head coach Michael Sandstrom as we get set for Shattern versus Ovalle. That missed high, ball four off the fence. Gary now has the bases juiced. That'll be a courtesy runner, Riley Dane.
Your pinch runner is Riley Dane. Your batter.
And the batter is Hope Mitchell.
Hope Mitchell.
He was 2-for-2. Oh, 1-for-1. I did walk. I scored both times. No one down as LeBeer is starting to lose her command. But remember, Friday night as well, over on 610 AM KCSR, 5:30 Shiner Community Hospital pregame. We'll start right at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, kickoff. Wild Shattering Cardinals, 4-0, the first time since 2021, taking on the Ogallala Indians, 1-3 on the season. Starting running back for the Shattering Cardinals, Quinn Bailey, 391 yards away from 400. I don't think he's getting it done Friday night. That's in there for strike two. In fact, if you look at his numbers right now, he's currently on a pace of 69 yards per quarter, which you do the math, then he will get that number of the illustrious 5,000 yards on October 4th as that one's ripped foul to the Shattering dugout. Count stays 1-2. Be able to hit that illustrious 5,000 number on October 4th when they host Chase County. He'll become the 60th man across all classes to reach that number. Sarah LeBeer wants a new ball. And I guarantee you I will have the number of how many 11-man players have done it in their career. That counts. Sits at 1-2. Bases juice. Here comes the pitch. Missed outside ball two. Here comes the 1-2. Fouled off. Couldn't tell if that was Wright or Mitchell. Count stays 2-2. Comes 2-2 pitch from LeBeer. It's in the dirt, ball three. Full count, no one's down, so the runners will stay put. Here comes the payoff pitch from LeBeer. That missed high ball four. One run will score. And that'll bring Jody Hendrickson out. My guess is that's going to be it for LeBeer. Yep, they're going to give it to Jody and Chesley. No, it's not going to be Jody. Let's see who that is. Jake Gooder. Ooh, the pitching. Fearing leads by 10 here in the top half of Kretz Schaefer Law. Fourth inning, Kretz Schaefer Law leads experienced legal professionals with, Best Western. Best Western, West Hills Inn. Fourth inning, whatever life takes you, Best Western is there. Chase Thompson here with you at Hampton Fields, 10-0. Fearing leads Shattered Cardinals. Shattered will go down to Ogallala on Thursday and take on Cozad and McCook. Still has Cozad, Alliance, Chase County left. Chase County, Alliance, and Scottsbluff left on the season after Thursday's double dip. Two winnable games for Shattern helped them out in terms of their postseason sitting. Remember, we're going to serpentine the entire Class C for our sub-districts this year, which, admittedly, the more I think of it and remember how things went when I was growing up out here in the Nebraska Panhandle, the more I like it. I hate to say it, the more I like it. It was annoying at first, but the more you just think about some of the quality teams. And we may not see it that much during fall season, but when we get to winter, I think you'll see it pay off a little bit. So unfortunately, it's going to mean there's going to be a year or two where us Westerners get locked out.
At the plate for daring number 42, Lexi Lure.
But there's going to be years where we get multiple teams down there as the first pitch in from Jay Gooder is outside for ball one to Lexi Lure. Sarah LeBeer allowed 10 runs. and is in track for to get the loss of that pitch is going toward Outhouse. Grass was sitting out in right field. She pulled it in. She's a really good outfielder. One run will score. I believe the runners did advance. They did.
Good job, Alex.
It's Hessler over first. Mitchell over at second. For your burden. Hessler's over to third.
Number 18, Riley Luce.
Riley Luce steps up to bat. Comes the pitch. From Gunner, that one's inside for ball one. Luce so far is, well, is does not have an official at bat. She has two plate appearances. Both times she walked and has two runs. 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one. Gutter is settling in on the mound, sends in the pitch. Missed that one for ball two. On the mound, sends in the 2-1 pitch. That one bounces short. Runner is coming. There's going to be play at the plate. Right doesn't get it up in time. Mitchell is now over at third. Count 3-1. One down here in the top half of the Best Western West Hills in fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. It's popped toward the pitcher. Jay Gooder able to grab it. So now we jump back up to the top of the order.
Again, number four, Gabby Moreno.
Sends in the first pitch. It's ripped foul. Counts 0-1.
Keep it right there, sis.
Knees or shoulders, nothing in between.
Rams the 0-1 from Gooder. Well short, good stop by Wright. Turns down to 1-1. One one pitch, outside ball two. Two, one count, two down, runner on third. This is Mitchell. Here comes the pitch from Gooder. Foul straight back, strike two. Trying to sit Moreno down for the second time tonight. She sat down as the leadoff hitter. The beer was able to get her down. Here comes the pitch from Gooder. High ball three.
Hey, good pitch.
Here comes the payoff pitch. It's in on Moreno. Grounded to the shortstop, thrown over to first. Moreno gets on safe as the runner scores. And now it'll be Jaylen Brown. Due up for the Bulldogs. Gooder, the freshman, sending the pitch 13-0 gearing now as Moreno goes over to second. That's not okay. Up by 13 and steal on the first pitch. Grabs the 1-0. Ball two. Marino's going to go over to third. Ryan will throw it over, and Marino's there. Yeah, it's 2-0. Marino over on third. Two pitches in there for strike one. Two on one count. Here comes the pitch from Gooder. Right over on third. That's ripped at it. For strike two, is an off speed pitch. It's going to miss low for ball three, but Brown swung at that. Here comes the payoff pitch. Looks good. It's ripped toward the shortstop. That was a good hit. Reno will score. And Brown will settle in at first.
Good try, Briley.
It's now 14-0 gearing.
At the plate, number 11, Zanay Savela.
Yeah, Zanay Savela will step up the bat.
Plays a one.
So the beer tells her players to go out, and Brown stays, ball one. One and oh pitch. Inside for ball two.
Alright, climb the ladder here.
A quick update from Coors Field. St. Louis Cardinals in the Colorado Rockies 2-1 after three innings.
Nice,
that one's hit toward the second baseman. LeBeer was reacting toward Brown. Brown might have a chance to score. They're going to stop her. This is a base hit. Or Savela. Brown moves over to third. And now Escamilla will become the 10th batter of the evening of this inning.
At the plate.
Here comes the pitch to Escamilla. That's up for
number 16, Ava Escamilla.
Ball one. One oh pitch, swung at for strike one.
Let's strike her out and not worry about it. Go, Jay. Rock the fire, girl.
Escamilla is 0 for 2. Did walk and score earlier this inning. Now one's inside for ball two. Comes 2-1.
Nice.
Reach that for strike two.
One more. Let's go. One
Shad
more,
about
man.
To get out of this inning.
Get it here.
Down by 14, needing five runs to keep this game going. Here comes
nice.
Pitch. By the way, stays full. Stays 2-2. His deuces are wild right now.
Own it.
2-1. Runners at the corners. 2-2 count. Two down. There's absolutely no wind right now. This is incredible watching this dust right now. Here comes the full. Here comes the pitch. Now it's full.
Hey, you're good. One right here.
There is. Base open as that one's ripped foul toward third base coach. Count stays full. I'm amused by seeing this dust. Here comes the full count pitch from Gooder. Outside ball four. Savela will go over second. Brown stays at third. And now we get
that brings up number 21, Claire Schlotthauer.
Batter of the inning is Claire Schlotthauer.
was the first pitch. That misses high for ball one. No pitch misses in the dirt for ball two.
Here we go, sis. Here we go,
Jay. 2-0 count. Yearing still hasn't made any substitutions tonight. They're up by 14. That one swung at for strike one. Doing one count. Comes the pitch. That rips. Watch out. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt. Ball three.
Good job, Chloe. Here we go, sis.
You all right, 2-2? Dylan here.
Goes full count pitch. That's hammered toward right field. Rasmussen going back to the wall. It's off the wall. One run's going to score. Two runs are going to score. Head coach will hold runner over at third. And it's an RBI double. Comes a pitch. That one's ripped toward right field. Rasmussen chasing after. It's foul. That is Ava Hessler.
At the plate is number 8, Ava Hessler.
Nothing. Yearing on top. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Hessler. That is going to be a hit batter. Now the bases are juiced.
Number 15, Hope Mitchell.
Yearing still not has substituted, even though they're up 16-0. First pitch is in there for strike one.
Here we go, let's be on your toes, coming to you.
That one's fouled away. That's going toward Jordan Hendrickson's truck. It hit, missed for strike two. That one's in there for strike three. Jay Gooder gets out of the inning. 7 runs with 4 left on. We'll go ahead and we'll take a 2-minute break. You're tuning in to Shatter High School Softball here on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shatterin is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shatterin has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shatterin. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar & Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar & Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar & Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Rudy Luce to wrap up the game in the mound. And the count's now 2-0. Shatter needs 7 runs to keep this game going. This fourth inning sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. 2-0 count to LeBeer, playing in her last home game. Hits that one into the night sky. It's going foul. It's caught, though, by the second baseman. Hope Mitchell is... Shadron's down now to their final two outs.
That'll bring up number 6, Jodine Chesley.
As Jodine Chesley will need to come up to, will have to come up to bat. Shadron down to the last two outs of this game as we'll have a 10-run rule after 4. Right, yeah, it's 12 after 4, but either way, we've crossed that mark. So, Shatter needs 5 runs to continue this game. One 0 count. Grounds the pitch to Chesley. She fouls that straight back. Rattles the cameras. Makes it 1-1.
Go, Jody.
Counts 1-1. High ball 2. Comes 2-1 pitch. High ball 3. Chesley did get a double in her first at bat. One of three hits the night for the Cardinals. Just a chance to get on with the walk. Here comes 3-1 pitch. It's right down the middle. Chesley swings right through it. Strike 2. Now we get a full count.
Hey, head down. See you, head.
Comes the full count pitch. Chesley. Oh, it's golfed at toward right field. The right fielder, Spela, coming in and pulling it in foul territory, and that's out number 2. As now,
in the batter's box, number 22, J.C. Terman.
J.C. Terman will step up to bat. Shattered down to the final out. Loose with the pitch. It's high for ball 1. There's the 1-0 pitch. It's hit high towards center field. Oh, that's a lot of distance, and it's down for Terman. She'll roll in the second with the 2-out double. That'll
and
allow
the plate number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
The everyday catcher next year for the Shadow Cardinals, Alex Rasmussen, to step up to bat. Runner on second, Terman. Two down here in the bottom of the Best Western Westhills in fourth inning. She hits that one sky high towards center field. The center fielder pulls it in for the out. One left on.
And that's your ball game. Your
one hit for
Garing 16.
The Cardinals, as
zero,
that'll do it for the game. 16-0. Gearing takes down Shattern. Shattern, the service barbershop player of the game for me, goes to the Shattern seniors. Ariel Sager, Jodine Chesley, Chloe Wright, and Sarah LaBeer all played their last home game for the Shattern Cardinals. They still got a few games coming up, but we'll talk about that. And the Fit 7, no excuses, just results, open 7 days a week post-game show. After this timeout, you're tuning in to Shattern High School Softball here on KBPY-FM and Shatterad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shattern, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattern Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattern or online at shatternfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner, and Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Hampton Fields. We're here live in the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you at Hampton Field. A 16-0 win for the Gearing Bulldogs over the Shattern Cardinals. Cardinals now 10-12. They'll go down to Ogallala coming up on Thursday to take on Cozad and McCook. Gearing will also go down to Ogallala. They'll take on, let me make sure I get this correct for you, North Platte and Gothenburg when they go down to Ogallala on Thursday. Gearing is 14-9. It was an incredible night for the Bulldogs. They took advantage of poor pitching for the Cardinals and aggressive base running. tonight as the Cardinals fall 16-0 to the Gearing Bulldogs. This is the last home game for the Shattering Cardinals. They had four seniors playing tonight. Avriel Sager, Jodine Chesley, Chloe Wright, and Sarah LaBeer. We'll go ahead and take another break. We'll be back for the Fifth 7 postgame show. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinals softball here on KBBY-FM and Shatterhead.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top-shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
For one final time from Hampton Field, the Gearing Bulldogs take down the Shattering Cardinals 16-0. The Cardinals now 11-12. The Bulldogs now 14-9. Shattering still got a few games left in the season. They'll go down to Ogallala to take on. I'm going to make sure I get this right. Cozad and McCook and Gearing will also go down and play Gothenburg and North Platte. Four seniors finished up their home career tonight for the Shattering Cardinals. Jodine Chesley, Sarah LaBeer, Chloe Wright, as well, and there's one more that I just drew a blank on, but there's four seniors that finish up. Jodine Chesley. No, it's Avriel Sager. Avriel Sager, Sarah LaBeer, Chloe Wright, and Jodine Chesley finished up their careers for the Cardinals at home tonight. Coming up tomorrow night over on 6:10 a.m. KCSR will have Sports Weekly. Join me, a couple football players, and Tegan and CJ Bach for Sports Weekly. We'll begin things at 6:06 promptly on 6:10 a.m. KCSR. Coming up here on Thursday night here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shadrad.com. Scott's ball versus Shattern volleyball. Can Blakely Hoffman's team get back on track? They've been up and down of late. They actually have won two in a row after getting two in the Gothenburg invite. Then on Friday night over on 6:10 a.m. KCSR, we'll have Shattern High School football. The Indians taking on the Shattern Cardinals will begin Shattern Community Hospital pregame at approximately 5:30 with kickoff coming at 6. But that'll do it for tonight. You're tuning in to Shattern Softball here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and Shadrad.com. We'll go ahead and wrap things up after our final commercials, after our final messages from our sponsors. We'll get back to Classic Hits. You're tuning in to KBBY-FM, Shattern, Nebraska.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar & Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar & Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar & Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Streets at night to be We've got your classic hits.
My music.
It's totally awesome.
I love the station.
And you can take us along anywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Anywhere I want.
24/7.
Love to listen online at work.
My smart speaker.
On the app.
The greatest classic hits. KBPY.
My husband has always been the one we depend on. He's a great dad, loves the outdoors, but lately he hasn't been himself. He tried to hide it, but I can tell he's struggling with his mental health. I called the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
988 calls and texts are free and confidential with skilled caring support 24/7. No judgment, just help.
988 saved my husband's life.
Paid for by the University of Nebraska Public Policy Center. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Healthy soil can help protect your farm from drought, improve production, and protect soil and water resources. Plus, healthy soil can lower input costs, and that can lead to a healthier bottom line for your business. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by the NRCS and this radio station.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that 5 times fast.
Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich. Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich.
No, I didn't actually...
Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich. Spicy
try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because from the way we make it to the way it makes you feel, Runza makes it all better.
Clear skies tonight with a low of 50 degrees and north winds as high as about 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, similar, but winds coming out of the south, 5 to 15 in the afternoon and warming up to nearly 90 degrees. If you thought that was warm, wait till Thursday where we're creeping up to 95 with more sunny skies, light south winds, and overnight lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, still similar at 90 degrees with sunshine.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. Falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, the dope means. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed,
cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound, enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose, magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Classic Ballads on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. Some people say they will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't wanna hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man. I am an innocent man. Oh yes, I am an innocent man.
greatest classic hits play here.
Hi, this is Billy Joel.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.